variety, culture, and class in America. Live from Long Island's Gold Coast, this is the Melissa Itell Duran Show on Breaking It Down Radio with co-host Frank McKay.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Melissa Itell Duran Show. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, the wife, the author, the mother, the dancer, the educator, of course, radio show host, Melissa Itell Duran. And before we even start, go to melissaitelduran.com when you can and watch the documentary on her. She's lovely and she's smart, as you can hear on here and each and every week. And go to iHeartRadio.com and binge listen to everything that we've been doing over the years. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, Melissa Itell Duran, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing well. There was a Saturday Night Live skit where Alec Baldwin was playing President Trump,
yes.
and he called Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy Giuliani said, "Donald, how are you?" He said, "I'm getting impeached. What do you mean, how am I?" And so he kind of, you know, showed that anger. But I think all of this impeachment talk is getting to the president a little. He's very annoyed by this, right? I'm not saying he's coming unhinged. Some would say he's coming unhinged. But how do you qualify, or how do you characterize President Trump's behavior since the impeachment talk, the serious impeachment, Ukrainian impeachment talk, and Trump prior to that? How do you categorize him?
I think he may be digging himself a hole with all these outbursts, you know, saying, call China, go to China, tell them, ask them to investigate Biden's ties to them, go to Ukraine, go here, go there. I mean,
right.
He's really overreacting, and I think it's going to hurt him more than anyone can imagine, and I think he needs to cool. He needs to cool his emotions for now and get a better grounding, a better grasp of what's happening, because it's only going to hurt him.
Yeah, you know, some would say, cool your jets, Donald. It will pass, because I don't believe there's going to be 20 Republicans that go along with it. I mean, what do you know about the impeachment process? And again, there's no guarantee that you get the president out, even if you vote for impeachment. But it's not just the Dems. It's not a simple majority, right? I mean, what's the impeachment process?
Well, they're doing an inquiry right now, they haven't even released the name of the so-called whistleblower who we think is with the CIA. He's no longer there at the White House, obviously, or he'd be strung up somewhere.
Right.
They would have gotten him already. He'd be hanging from a lamppost. He or she, I don't know who it is. So it's an inquiry right now, and more and more Democrats in the Congress have jumped on board and said, "Yeah, I'm signing on. I want impeachment." And Schiff is just, you know, you can see Schiff. He's just rubbing, you know, he's licking his chops, and now he's also come under fire because he was, you know, last week I said he had already submitted submitting his audition tape to SNL when he did that parody of the letter. You know, let me tell you, I'm not going to say it again. I'm going to say it seven more times, which never happened, obviously.
Right.
And who asked him to do a parody? And it was a poor parody, and he's not going to get a job on SNL, so he should just forget about that, keep his day job. You know, there's some shifty things he's doing, too, some questionable things, because, you know, let's face it, he and Trump don't like each other, so this is his way of, you know, he's sharpening his knives. So more and more Democrats are coming out and saying, because I believe the Democrats are on break this week, and they're on recess, they're meeting in their districts, and they're saying, yes, I'm coming on board, I'm signing on to impeachment, and he has to go, whatever. There are a few Republicans, I can count them, who are saying, yes, we have to investigate this. This is very highly irregular of what the president is doing, demanding that a foreign government comply with his wishes to find so-called dirt on Joe Biden or else face the consequences, you know, diminished aid or whatever.
Yeah.
And President Trump is saying, no, I had a right to find out what, you know, shady dealings were going on under Biden's nose concerning his son. And some of them, you know, some of the things that his son was doing, you know, getting a $50,000 paycheck as head of this oil conglomerate in Ukraine with no prior experience. Obviously, you know, this company was cashing in on the Biden name at the time. Which, you know, how many? I'm sure this is not the first time that nepotism has been called into question. It's happened before, but you know, just how serious is this? I mean, did the president actually, you know, did he really go too far in demanding, you know, I want dirt on this, and I want to know if you know, because I'll put you in touch with William Barr, and also. What's Giuliani's role in all this? Why is he? Why he sounds? He sounds. I hate to say it, but he sounds a little. I don't know. Look, he's got a couple of loose screws there.
Unhinged. When you.
Yes, know, unhinged. Yes, that's a better word. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what's to say? You know, again, you know, a lot of people are saying the same things. But again, mm-hmm. MelissaEiteljorn.com is where everyone should go. And we're here with Melissa. And go to iHeartRadio.com and listen to everything that we've been doing here. Binge listen, but yeah, I mean, you're right. Giuliani is getting poked fun at quite a bit. I think there was a subway poster, you know, like a subway, you know, like a train poster in New York City, and I don't remember what it said, but it was Crazy Rudy's law. You know, somebody put it up. Crazy Rudy's law services come here, and Crazy Rudy, and whatever. So they're making fun of him. He's changing for sure his legacy, and he's wrapping it around President Trump, and whatever he did in New York is probably going to be overshadowed by. What he's doing here, depending on how all of this goes. But again, Frank McKay here with Melissa Eiteljorn. You know, listen, you're absolutely right about mm-hmm. all of these, you know, all of these things. The president has to watch that he doesn't dig a deeper hole for himself. I think, you know, and something you brought up a little earlier that, you know, China should investigate Biden. I think if I was advising him, believe it or not, I would tell him to go on the attack and make it just sound purely political and be like, I think Biden should be, you know, because he wants to get rid of Biden. He thinks he could beat Warren. He thinks he could beat Bernie. He thinks he could beat all that. He's not certain that he could beat Biden. That's the toughest of the bunch. So the thing is, you know, if you're going to be bloodied up by this, your people aren't leaving you. The right or the Trump people. They're going to stick with him no matter what. You know, like he said, he could shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue.
No one will bat an eyelash.
Yeah, they won't. Right. They can do that. You can grab women. You can do whatever. He's going to.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's under the belief. He's of the belief, I should say, that no matter what he does, he'll be all right with his base. All right. So keep your base. Take Biden out with it. So start screaming from the top of your lungs that Biden is the bad guy. Biden should be investigated. Mm-hmm. Biden this. And put it back on them. And this way, you're at least taking out your top guy. And that was his attention. Mm-hmm. If it's true that he talked to the comedian from Ukraine, otherwise known as the president of Ukraine, if you're talking to him, you were trying to get dirt on Biden. And you're trying to hurt Biden. So here you got all of this. You got all this free opportunity to do it. Bash Biden and say that. You know, the China part, I didn't think it was a bit. You know, China should investigate Biden. Hunter Biden, you know. And again, I would tell him to do that. And I think that convolutes everything. And when people start going into impeachment thoughts, maybe people that like Biden are going to be less likely. You know, even though it sounds a little twisted, but they might be less likely to push all of this impeachment if it's going to bloody up Joe Biden. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you definitely have a good point in your advice to him as a counter offensive. Right. What I'm questioning though is why is he so obsessed with Joseph Biden? Now, from everything I'm seeing, yes, I know the name recognition, the Obama connection, and all that. I don't think he's got enough leverage to carry him through. I could be wrong, but I don't know why this president is so obsessed with Joe Biden. It could very well be somebody else holding that mantle for the Democrats. I don't know why. I mean, in some ways, this reminds me of Nixon, who was obsessed with destroying the George McGovern.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and we know Nixon was Nixon. You know, it turned out he was really behind the funneling of money to the burglars, to the Watergate break-in, and then in the end, he made an admission of guilt by saying, okay, I'm going to resign before any of this goes any further. I don't even want to be there, and I'm out. But Trump will never resign if it ever comes to that. He never will. But I just don't understand the obsession over Joe Biden, because I don't think he's, in my humble opinion, I just don't see him lasting out the whole primary season. I think somebody else will have, somebody else will take the spot.
Yeah, I hear you. But in his mind, Donald Trump sees Joe Biden as the threat. But I think you're absolutely right. I don't think Biden is going to last this season. And but he's up on 2 feet right now. He really is. And the thing is, well, what, somebody that I know, and they're actually, on the Republican side, they said to me, they're on the side of the Republican. They're actually conservative.
Right,
but a very
right.
bright
mm-hmm.
guy I know said,
yeah.
Well, what primary is Biden going to lose? Maybe he loses,
uh-huh.
Iowa or New Hampshire, the caucus or the New Hampshire mm-hmm. primary, but he's going to win one of them. And then mm-hmm. Super Tuesday, when that
yeah.
ultimately comes, that should be Biden territory. I mean, where is Biden going to take his first big loss? Now, I mean, everywhere? I mean, is it going to be, if it's right out of the, because Giuliani at one point was a mm-hmm. candidate for presidency
yeah.
in 2008.
2008.
He ended
right.
up not going to Florida.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
he didn't even compete in Florida. And it was just a joke. He just got, he just got crushed. But the truth of the matter is Biden going to lose the primaries? Because, mm-hmm. right now, when that conservative friend of mine brought it up, I'm thinking,
yeah.
he might be right. I mean, what is he mm-hmm. going to lose? Which one of those primaries, which one of those, the Iowa caucus, which is he going to lose? Because at this point, I can't point to one where he's a goner in any of them.
Yeah.
Maybe when
mm-hmm.
it gets closer to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a primary process here, and he should do pretty well.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
You
I just don't
right.
see him.
You could be.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, from what I've been reading, from how I've been studying the debate performances, he doesn't pull a very strong persona. I mean, I'm not condoning the attacks on him on his age. I think what Castro did and Harris did were inexcusable. I don't care for that kind of below
same
the belt
here.
Punches.
Definitely.
Right. Right. So we're on the same page about that. I just don't know if he has the lasting power to go forth, to power through. He doesn't come across as particularly strong. He never has in debates. But of course he's older now. He was a little bit better in 2008 when he was debating
Obama.
Debating Obama, and then in the vice presidential
right.
debates against Sarah Palin. But then again, Sarah Palin wasn't exactly a stellar political opponent. But I don't know, because yes, he's up there with Bernie. He's a year younger, I believe, than
yeah.
Bernie. And some things start to fade. Your mental faculties, your mental prowess starts to get a little bit dim. I don't know if he can sustain that lead. It's not a tremendous lead. And he is riding the waves of his name recognition and everything he's connecting to Obama. And then notice, we haven't heard a word, a peep, from President Obama You know, he's staying away from all this. He's busy with his $15 million mansion on Martha's Vineyard. And yeah. And even though he's telling you about climate change and what you should do, he and his wife just purchased a big home on the waterfront.
Well, I'll tell you what, I could say this because he said it publicly, but one of the guys that's agreeing with you 100% is my congressman out here, Lee Zeldin.
Oh. Uh-huh,
he said it. You know, you and I spoke privately, and I wasn't saying who the guy was, and I said here. Uh-huh. But one of the people that was saying to me that all their intelligence are saying that Biden is not going to last the primary. It's Congressman Zeldin is saying that. So his contacts in the Republican National Committee. And all of those people, they're saying that Biden's not going to hold on, just like you're saying. And and they feel strongly about it. He was saying it the other day on TV, and he was saying it on radio the other day. So, again, there's a lot of people who absolutely agree with you. And it's a left-wing process, and these primaries are left-wing. Logic tells me no. And, again, I'm quoting a conservative Republican on the other end, a conservative-leaning Republican thinker, saying, what primary is Biden going to lose? And again, I don't know. Maybe all the left suck each other's votes, away from, suck votes from each other or something like that. But you might be absolutely right. You're not alone. There's some good minds out there with intelligence in front of them. And when I say intelligence, I mean polling. That is saying exactly what you're saying, that Biden's not going to last. Right?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Anything is possible. We don't know what can happen from now until the debate. when is the debate? The 15th.
Yeah.
The 15th of the month. Next week. Almost next week. Well, week and a half. So we'll see. We don't know what's going to be in the early in January.
Yeah, well, your point, and it's an excellent one, is why is President Trump obsessed with Joe Biden? I think, and again, just that's my gut feeling from knowing him, is that he thinks he's the toughest one to run against. Mm-hmm. So either he's not listening to his polls, and keep in mind what his polls told him 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. His polls told him 3 years ago, where somebody's polls was saying that Hillary Clinton's going to win by 11 points and she's, she's going to crush Trump and he's got no chance. And even 10 days out, even 5 days out, 3 days out, the day of election, everyone was predicting Trump to get crushed by Hillary. And, he beat her in an electoral landslide. He beat her, lost by 3 million in the popular vote. But you're right. For him to get himself in trouble is similar to what it's very similar to what Nixon did with George McGovern. McGovern had no chance of beating him, and basically what you're saying is that he's beating up on a guy who's gonna not be his opponent anyway. So why get yourself in trouble for it, right?
Right. Well, this has been going on. It didn't just happen yesterday. It's been going on for a while. Apparently. And I think if we can believe what's being unearthed by the House Judiciary Committee, then this may be more serious than we're getting information about than we imagine. But we have to see, what happens, what information comes up next. They've already. Forget about the media. There's no unbiased reporting. They've all got him. Guilty as charged.
No doubt. Yeah, they got him. They don't even want a trial. They just want.
No.
They want to go right to the conviction. Look, we've got about a minute left. MelissaIteljuren.com is where everyone should go, and also go to iHeartRadio.com. But listen, great points as always, Melissa. Here,
it's
again why. Why beat up on a guy that might not be here? And this is what this paranoia. And again, I brought up Clinton Trump comparison, and you said correctly. It is last week, I believe. You said no. It's Nixon Trump is the better historical comparison. It really is, because it's political. Yeah. What happened with Clinton was it was sexual in nature, and it was inappropriate behavior.
Yeah, and he lied. He lied under oath when he was being questioned, so he was disbarred for. I mean, you know, and but then again, the Senate had nothing to go by in that case.
Yeah.
So they didn't vote for impeachment. So you know, our best hope is that the Senate will. If they stand by their man, then we won't, you know, we won't see this. This will be over.
Yeah, it's as always, and I say this like a broken record. It's going to be interesting, and it's President Trump that makes it very interesting. Last thoughts. Again, we appreciate everyone listening each and every week.
We do. We really do.
And go to iHeartRadio.com and binge listen to everything we're doing. Melissa, thank you very much, and I can't wait to talk to you again.
Yes, I can't wait to talk to you and have everybody back next week.
Yeah, well, binge listen, everyone. MelissaIteldjorn.com is where you can go to watch the documentary, and we'll let you know where the next documentary is and can be seen. Same place. You'll be able to see it, MelissaIteldjorn.com, but other places on the net. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on the Melissa Iteldjorn Show.
You've been listening to Melissa Iteldjorn and co-host Frank McKay on Breaking It Down Radio.